USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the single most important thing Americans can do to prevent the spread of coronavirus is to wear a mask.
Not complicated, totally available now, and everyone should be doing that if they're not 6 feet away from people, social distancing. And to be on the safe side, it's a good idea to do it even if you are 6 feet away from people.
And in a developing story, country music legend Charlie Daniels is dead at the age of 83. Multiple reports say the devil went down to Georgia singer passed away this morning in Nashville following a stroke. And the SBA is disclosing the names of roughly 700,000 loans that were issued to companies who received over $150,000 in the Paycheck Protection Program. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover, in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
The Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that members of the Electoral College must vote as the laws of their states direct. The so-called Faithless Electors case pitted electors from Colorado and Washington who did not conform to their state's popular vote in the 2016 presidential election. With another ruling from the Supreme Court, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court's upholding an almost 30-year-old federal ban on robocalls to cell phones. The decision also expanding the ban to include government debt collection calls. The decision was written by Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh, many of the justices only agreeing partially, but political consultants and pollsters had wanted the original law declared unconstitutional. The government wanted both the ban and the government debt exemption upheld.
And White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says a federal mandate requiring Americans to wear face coverings during the coronavirus pandemic isn't necessary. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Advertisers that are now boycotting Facebook to protest hate speech have spent years running ads and marketing campaigns on a Russian social media platform that bans gay rights groups and is known as a haven for white supremacists. The boycott coincides with a public pressure campaign led by Joe Biden and other top Democrats to press Facebook to enforce stricter control over President Trump's postings. But now many of these companies, including Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Adidas, and Reebok, have been advertisers on VK, a popular Russian website used by many white supremacists and neo-Nazis who have been banned from Facebook. The Anti-Defamation League says VK has become an international hub for white supremacists who have been kicked off mainstream U.S. social media websites such as Facebook. A woman dies falling into the Grand Canyon while taking photos over the weekend. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Officials have recovered the body of a 59-year-old hiker who accidentally fell into the Grand Canyon on Friday. According to a press release from the National Park Service, the visitor had fallen from the west rim of Mather Point. Park rangers found the body of Maria Salgado Lopez of Scottsdale, Arizona, 100 feet below the canyon's rim. According to her family, Salgado Lopez was hiking off the trail taking pictures when she accidentally stepped off the edge.
Thank you, Wendy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.